From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The U.S. Democratic presidential candidates said in their final debate of the year Saturday that they are focused on the U.S. economy and defeating the Islamic State as their top priorities. When asked about Republican presidential candidate Donald Trump's idea of distrusting Muslims, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the U.S. has always treated Muslims with respect.
One of the best things that was done, and George W. Bush did this, and I give him credit, was to reach out to Muslim Americans and say, we're in this together. You are not our adversary. You are our partner. And we also need to make sure that the really discriminatory messages that Trump is sending around the world don't fall on receptive ears.
National polls are indicating that Clinton leads Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by more than 20 points, with former Maryland Governor Martin O'Malley in single digits in all of the polls. Rwandans have overwhelmingly voted to change their constitution to allow President Paul Kagame to seek another term. The new change would allow him to run for another 7-year term, and after that he would be eligible to run for a further five-year terms, that is, two of them, until 2034. The 58-year-old Kagame has been in power since 2000. Lebanese militant group Hezbollah says an Israeli airstrike today near Syria's capital killed one of its fighters, who spent 3 decades in prison for murder in Israel. Samir Kantar was one of hundreds of Hezbollah members who have gone to Syria to fight alongside President Bashar al-Assad's forces since the civil war began. No immediate claim or comments, that is, from Israel. This is VOA News. Turkey is pulling troops out of northern Iraq in an effort to de-escalate tensions with the Iraqi government. That comes after President Obama urged Ankara to do so. The deployment of Turkish troops angered the Iraqi government, which said the soldiers had not been invited, and the move amounted to what they called an illegal incursion. But Turkey has maintained that the force was part of an international mission to train and equip Iraqi forces trying to retake the city of Mosul from the Islamic State. Funerals have been held for 10 Iraqi soldiers killed by an American airstrike. It happened outside the city of Fallujah. That's in central Iraq. U.S. Defense Secretary Ash Carter said he called Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to express his condolences and that they agreed the incident would be investigated.
These kinds of things happen when you're fighting side by side, as we are, and we recommitted ourselves to that campaign against ISIL.
Carter said a missile fired by a U.S. warplane hit Iraqi security forces near Fallujah, which is controlled by the Islamic State fighters. U.S. military said targeting information for the airstrike came from Iraqi security forces on the ground near Fallujah. A judge in India has granted bail to opposition leader Sonia Gandhi and her son Rahul Gandhi, who went to court on charges of using political party funds to misappropriate the assets of a newspaper. Ajna Pasricha reports the case has soured relations between the ruling Bharatiya Janata Party and the opposition, which contends the government is mounting a political vendetta.
The two members of India's most famous political family appeared in connection with charges that Congress Party funds were used improperly to acquire the properties and assets of a newspaper worth about $300 million. Hundreds of Congress Party members cheered as Sonia Gandhi left the courthouse after the hearing. She said she had come with a clear conscience. Gandhi accused the government of deliberately targeting its political rivals and using government agencies for this purpose. She said the opposition will not be cowed by such tactics. Sonia Gandhi was India's most powerful politician during a decade when the Congress Party was in power, but the party suffered its worst defeat in national elections last year. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.
24 survivors of an overturned ferry in central Indonesia have been pulled from the rough seas. Ship was carrying more than 100 passengers and crew members Saturday when it was buffeted by waves as high as 5 meters. Ferry was headed from Kolaka and Siwa, towns on Sulawesi Island, when it encountered the bad weather.
That's the latest world news from VOA.